Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is how to warm up a cold heart. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
How to Warm Up a Cold Heart, written and read by Lynette Kittle. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. John 13:35. What defines your life? How do others see you? What sets you apart in the world? How would others describe your witness in the world? Do those around you know you're a Christian? Sadly, many Christians carry their salvation in their heart, holding it silently within, not saying or doing anything to reveal God's love to others. Content on loving God themselves, they find it difficult to love those around them. Consequently, although many believe they deeply love God, their love for others has grown cold. But maybe our love for God can be measured by our love for others. If less than warm and loving to those around us, do we truly love God? 1 John 4:20 explains how, whoever claims to love God, yet hates a brother or sister, is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister, whom they have seen, cannot love God, whom they have not seen. Loving others is not optional when it comes to loving God. Rather, it's the proof of whether or not we truly love God. Matthew 24:12 addresses how increasing wickedness in the world will turn hearts cold towards God. It also turns hearts cold towards each other. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. So can we love God deeply and not love each other? And is it even possible to love others in the chilly setting of our world today? Yet, if we find we don't love others, maybe we really don't love God like we think we do. Maybe our lack of love for each other reveals a heart not fully committed to Him. 1 John 4:21 reminds us, "And He has given us this command, anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister." A lack of love towards others is a key indicator of a heart that has, or is in the process of, growing cold. In fact, it's a blaring red alarm that we're in danger of our hearts growing cold towards God, too. 1 John 4:16 explains how our love for others reflects whether or not we truly love God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. As well, 1 John 4:8 explains how a lack of love for one another goes even deeper. It may mean we really do not love God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. From what Scripture teaches us, God and love cannot be separated. Loving God means we love one another. It's not optional, but rather evidence of whether or not we know God. If we find our hearts have grown cold towards one another, what is the answer to warming up our love for others? 2 Thessalonians 1:3 describes how when our faith grows more and more, then the love we have for one another increases. God's Word translation translates 1 Peter 1:22 as, "Love each other with a warm love that comes from the heart. After all, you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth. As a result, you have a sincere love for each other." Putting God's Word into our hearts and minds, along with applying it to our lives, leads to the heating up of a cold heart. Living and walking in God's truth acts like exercising, works to warm up our physical bodies. The truth of His Word warms our hearts and removes the chilliness that has taken up residence within us. Intersecting faith and life. Have you taken your heart temperature lately? If so, have you found your heart warm towards others? If not, ask God to help you turn to His Word to study and apply to your life for the purpose of warming your heart towards others and towards Him. Further reading. Why are we called to love one another?
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.